In another sign that this is a strange election year, the U.S. Senate campaign of Libertarian Joe Miller is mailing leftover flyers the Alaska Republican Party printed in 2010 but didn't send. The flyers are critical of the incumbent, Senator Lisa Murkowski. In 2010, she was the candidate the party was trying to defeat in the general election. Now, though, Murkowski is the Republican nominee, so the Republicans are crying foul. The GOP has filed a report with the Anchorage Police Department, and party chairman Tuckerman Babcock says the Postal Service informed him it is also looking into it.
I don't know whether they were printed up recently and not reported, or whether someone hoarded them in their garage for 6 years, hoping that there would be another contest as Miller and Murkowski. I don't know, but it's a pretty bizarre situation.
Joe Miller said last week someone dropped off boxes of the leftover 2010 GOP flyers at his campaign.
Many boxes were brought. I wasn't here when they were brought.
Miller treated it as a contribution from the party to his campaign worth $4,500 and reported that on his campaign finance report. A Miller spokesman says the campaign paid a printer to black out the original bulk mail permit and added paid for by Citizens for Joe Miller. They affixed first-class stamps and mailed an undisclosed number of them. Babcock says the mailer would confuse voters because it has the original disclosure saying it's paid for by the Alaska Republican Party and another saying the Miller campaign paid for it.